The Lila, chapter 13, text 140. I'll just read through because there's not enough time, not much time, so I've got to finish the class by 8:15. Chittokari tomahoite, bishai chahi lagaite, jatno kori nari kari bare, tare dhyan shikha korao, লোক হাসাইয়া মারো স্থানাস্থান না করো বিচারে চিত্তকারী আই এম রিডিং দ্য ওয়ার্ডস চিত্তকারী উইথড্রয়িং দ্য কনশিয়াসনেস তোমা হইতে ফ্রম ইউ বিষয়ে In mundane subject matters, chahi, I want, jagaite, to engage, jatno kori, I endeavor, nadi karibare, I cannot withdraw, tare, to such a servant, dhyana, of meditation, Shiksha, instruction. Karaho, you give. Loka, people in general. Hashaya, laugh. Maro, you kill. Sthanasthan, proper or improper place. Na karo, you do not make. Vichare, consideration. Translation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. Please repeat after me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instruction. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11, Anna bhilashita shunnam jnana karmad danabritam anukullena krishnanushilanam bhakti ruttama. For a pure devotee, there is no scope for indulgence in mystic yoga practice or the cultivation of speculative philosophy. It is indeed impossible for a pure devotee to engage his mind in such an unwanted activity. Even if a pure devotee wanted to, his mind would not allow him to do so. That is a characteristic of a pure devotee. He is transcendental to all fruitive activities, speculative philosophy, and mystic yoga meditation. The gopis therefore express themselves as follows. So, this chapter describes how Lord Chaitanya danced in front of Lord Jagannath's rath or chariot. Now while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and singing, he developed an intense mood of Radharani. Actually, the Ratha Jatra festival is the festival of Radharani's meeting Krishna after a separation for 100 years. Krishna left Vrindavan went to Mathura, then Krishna became the king of Mathura, and then later on king of Dwarka. And then Krishna went to Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse. And at that time, the inhabitants of Vrindavan also went there. And there they met Krishna after 100 years. And when they saw Krishna, they were very excited, and they were so overjoyed by seeing Krishna that they immediately grabbed Krishna's chariot. And along with Krishna there was Balaram and Subhadra, and so they began to pull the chariot towards Vrindavan. It is actually not exactly Vrindavan, but Nava Vrindavan. At that time, when the cowherd folks of Vrindavan came to Kurukshetra on the occasion of solar eclipse, they were living outside the city in the Upovan, in a forest, because they had their cows with them, and besides that, they are village people. So they did not live in the city. They stayed out at the outskirts of the city near the forest, and they dragged the chariot to the place where they were staying. And that is the chariot festival. Krishna, the associates of Radharani, are pulling Krishna's chariot to unite Krishna with Srimati Radharani. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing and dancing in front of Ratha Jatra festival in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu developed that mood, the mood that Radharani developed at the time of Kurukshetra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, saw Jagannath as Krishna, the Jagannath or Krishna of Dwarka was going to meet or going to Vrindavan to meet the inhabitants of Vrindavan once again. It's a very wonderful chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And here in this particular shloka, Radharani, in the mood of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that once you send Uddhav, it's not mentioned, but the meaning of that shloka is that Radharani is telling Krishna that you sent Uddhav to give me instructions, to give us instructions on meditation. But you must understand that although we try to withdraw our mind from you, and although we try very hard to engage ourselves in our day-to-day activities, the household activities, but we can't do that. We can't withdraw our mind from you and project it onto anything else. And now you are trying to give us an instruction on meditation. You are trying to advise us that we should meditate, and by means of meditation we must see you in the core of our hearts. He said that this, that's ludicrous. How can you ever think of giving us such an instruction? It's a very nice mood, the very nice feeling. It's actually the highest mood of Krishna consciousness. When the devotee feels completely helpless to withdraw his mind from Krishna. We are somehow trying to project our mind onto Krishna, but the pure devotees of Krishna, the pure devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan, they cannot withdraw their mind even for a fraction of a moment from Krishna. They can't even meditate on Krishna in their hearts. So that's what Mahaprabhu is saying in the mood of Radharani. When Uddhav went to Vrindavan, actually he went there with a great pride. Actually Uddhav had that pride that he was a great devotee of Krishna. He was such a great devotee of Krishna that Krishna has offered him his friendship, and he even had the appearance as Krishna's. Uddhav used to look just like Krishna. So Uddhava had a little bit of pride in his heart, and Krishna wanted to destroy that pride. One of the names of Krishna is Darpohari. Darpo means pride, and one who destroys pride is called Darpohari. So Krishna destroys our pride. So Krishna detected that tinge of pride in the heart of Uddhava. So Krishna decided to destroy that pride. So Krishna told Uddhava that, Uddhava, these cowherd damsels of Vrindavan, they're suffering in my separation very much. So you please carry this letter from me and you give them proper instructions not to lament for me, not to feel such, not to feel so bad due to my separation. After all, you are a very learned man, you are a very wise man. So you please go and instruct those simple cowherd damsels. So Uddhav went there, went to Vrindavan, feeling that, oh, Krishna gave me such a nice service to instruct these people. And after all, these are village girls. They're not very educated. They don't actually have much philosophical understanding. So I will go and give them the knowledge. And getting that knowledge, they will become relieved of their agony. It's a kind of a feeling that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also had about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya felt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a young sannyasi, and he's a sentimentalist. So he, instead of studying the Vedas and meditating on the Absolute, he is simply chanting and dancing. So I must give him instruction, and due to that knowledge, he'll become fixed up in his sannyas order. Somewhat like the same mood was also felt, Uddhava felt, while he was going to Vrindavan. And then when Uddhava arrived in Vrindavan, then the cowherd damsels, Radharani and her associates, they saw Uddhava coming, and from a distance they felt that it was Krishna. And they were very, very happy, they were ecstatic that Krishna came back finally. But when Uddhava came close, then they saw that it was not Krishna, it was someone else. And they were immediately very much heartbroken, they were totally devastated. Like, they displayed such acute love for Krishna, such intense love for Krishna, that they all practically became like mad. They became mad, literally. Some started to say all kinds of incoherent things, some fainted. And so they were all the very deep feelings of devotion were manifested by the gopis at that time. So Uddhava was, when he saw them, he was very surprised that these people are actually very great devotees of Krishna. And he was very pleased. But at the same time, he wanted to give them some advice. And Uddhava gave them some philosophical advice that said that, look, Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, why do you think that Krishna left you? Krishna is actually there. Krishna is there in your hearts. Krishna is there in every living entity. Krishna is there. Krishna is present everywhere. So why don't you try to see Krishna everywhere instead of feeling that Krishna actually left you? And actually the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan at that time told Uddhava plainly to shut up. And then that is the time Radharani was displaying that mood, that how could you ever think that meditating on you, on our hearts, are going to solve this problem? The problem that of intense separation from you is not going to be solved by anything else but your personal presence. And that was displayed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That mood was displayed by Lord Chaitanya. Actually, this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the inner mood of Radharani. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Radharani's identity was not revealed. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Radharani's mood of loving devotion to Krishna also was not revealed. So it is simply through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the world got to know who Radharani was, and they got to know, or rather who Radharani is, and they got to know the profundity of Radharani's love for Krishna. That's why Basu Ghosh sang, Jodi Gaur na hoto, kyamone hoito, kyamone dhoritam dehe, premo rasho shima radharo mohima, jagote janato kehe. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, then who would have revealed the identity of Radharani? And without knowing Radharani, without being attached to Radharani's lotus feet, how could I ever maintain my life? So that is the understanding of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in our line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha Krishna. And Krishna appeared with the mood of Radharani. Adharo Muhima, Jagote Janato Kehe. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, then who would have revealed the identity of Radharani? And without knowing Radharani, without being attached to Radharani's lotus feet, how could I ever maintain my life? So that is the understanding of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in our line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha Krishna. And Krishna appeared with the mood of Radharani, and that's how Krishna is revealing Krishna prema and revealing the identity of Radharani. Because if we did not get to know Radharani, then we could not possibly get to know how to love Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan. It would have been impossible. At the most, we would have felt that Krishna is actually an incarnation of Vishnu. The way people used to think before Lord Chaitanya appeared. People used to think that Krishna is actually an incarnation of Vishnu. The way there are various incarnations. And so Krishna is another incarnation. But Mahaprabhu came and revealed the fact that no, Krishna is not actually the incarnation of Vishnu, but Krishna is the original personality, the source of even all incarnations. And all that has been revealed, the supremacy of Krishna's position has been revealed through the love of Radharani. Krishna and Radharani are same, but they separated before, but again they became together. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhavodduti Subalitam Naumi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rashmad Ekat Mano Gopi Bhubi Pura Deho Bhedam Gatauta. In the past, Radha and Krishna became separated. Deho Bhedam. They took up two different forms. But actually it's one personality developed into two different forms. But Chaitanya Nakhang Prakata Madhuna Taddayam Chaikkamaptam Radha Bhavad Duti Shubalitam Naumi Krishna Sarupam. That is the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we become attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accordingly we become attached to Radha Krishna. Especially as we become attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accordingly we become attached to Radharani's lotus feet. And our goal is to approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. That's why Prabodhananda Saraswati sang, Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde, binde to bhakti kritapunna rashi, tatha tathut sarpati ridi akashmat, radha padambhoja sudhamba rashi. Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde, create a bhakti kritapunja rashi. As we develop our love for the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tatha tatha utsarpati ridi akashmat, then all of a sudden, akashmat means all of a sudden, all of a sudden we feel or we realize that to that extent, the lotus feet, the nectar from the lotus feet of Radharani has manifested in our hearts. We cannot approach Radha Krishna directly. In order to approach Radha Krishna, we have to approach through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is flowing to throughout the world today by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and everyone is getting a chance to receive that mercy. So let us become fixed up and accept this wonderful benediction that has flooded the whole world today. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's inconceivable. Actually, there's no past and future in the spiritual sky. It's all eternally present. But just for our mundane conception, it has been presented like that. That Radha Krishna, Pranaya Bikriti Ladini Shakti Rashmad Ekatmano Bopi Bhubi Pura. Pura means in the past. But that expression has been used just to make it clear or conceivable to our, fried out, defunct brains. Yes, yes. Yeah, in the spiritual sky there is no past and future. It's eternally present. Like everything is eternally present. But how that is, we do not actually understand. We cannot possibly conceive. And it has been explained that this concept of past, present and future is, out of the concept of past, present and future, in the material platform, there is only future and past. Right? And present is actually a fleeting concept. Present is not actually existing. Like whatever is present now, immediately is gone into past. Right? So this way we are simply dwindling between future and past. Right? And present is practically non-existent. Whereas in the spiritual sky, everything is eternally present. The time is present in an eternal, time is present eternally. And there, the past and future is just a concept of, it is not existing, but the concept of past and future is there. Yeah. Yeah. The deity, worshipping of Radha Krishna deity in the temple is actually the worshipping of Lakshmi Narayan. Temple worship is in Aisharja Bhav, Vaikuntha mood, right? But ultimately it will develop into a spontaneous Raganuga Bhav, in a spontaneous devotion for Krishna, right? And there, that is, as it has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Aisharja Shithil, right? Aisharja means opulence, and Shithil means loose. Where Aisharja dissolves, and love blossoms. Yes, we are through this worshipping of Radha Krishna, we are practicing to develop that love for them, right? Or attachment to them.
My question is,
Oh, I see. That Jahnava Devi did. Jahnava Devi established Radharani with Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu's Shakti, potency. She started this initially, the worship of Radha Krishna. Any other question? Yes. Yeah. That is Krishna's special mercy. That although we, the living entities of Kali Yuga, are most fallen, but Mahaprabhu has revealed the most hidden treasure of the spiritual sky for this fallen, conditioned living entities of this age of Kali. It is because Mahaprabhu could perceive that otherwise we won't be interested in spiritual life. So that's why Mahaprabhu, it is actually, that is one of the most wonderful aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that anarpita charin chirat korunayabhutirna kalau. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in order to distribute what was what was not given or offered in the past. Never before it was distributed. And that he is distributing in this age of Kali. And what is that? Madhurya Ujjala, the most wonderful loving devotion to Krishna in the mellow of, the most elevated of all mellows. And most brilliant of all mellows. Ujjala means brilliant. So, and it can also be perceived like this, that Krishna is the Supreme Father and we all are His children. Now, the parents are actually most concerned about their weakest child. Right? Now, we are Krishna's weakest children, the most fallen children. And so, in order to deliver us, he is distributing the most, his most magnanimous mercy has come down in order to elevate us to the spiritual platform. As unqualified we are becoming, more magnanimous Krishna is becoming. More merciful he is becoming. So that is the advantage of this age of Kali. Although it is a very, very degraded age, Kaler doshe nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahan guna. Kali Yuga is the most degraded age. It's like an ocean of sinful activities. But in this age, there is one very great benediction, asti hi eko mahan guna. And that is Kirtanadeva Krishna Sha Mukta Sangha Param Braja. Just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, we become delivered from a material bondage. And not only that, we become delivered from a material bondage, we become elevated to the most elevated platform of the spiritual sky, Vrindavan. So any other question? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.